Hello there, everyone. Captain Francesca of the Pilgrimage Saga speaking. This is a stressful time for everyone at the moment, for various reasons, and I want to quickly take a second to offer my comfort and also my appreciation for those of you who are continuing to work on the front lines during this period. I have always believed that humans are an enduring species capable of incredible strength and humbling kindness, and you are proving that beyond a doubt. This will be our last episode for a short while, as we will be going on our scheduled mid-season hiatus for the duration of April. However, we will soon be back with the second half of the season, ready to unequivocally blow your minds. Thank you for all your patience, hard work, loyalty, and tenacity throughout these uncertain times. You are appreciated. Now, on to the episode. Enjoy. Francesca out.
Oh, hi! Is this the way to the, have a nice day! Hey, excuse me. Could you show me the way to, no worries, see ya. Hey there! Do you know the way to the, catch you later! Sorry. Would you mind? Okay, that one didn't hear me either. Did I come to the wrong school or something? Should I have, maybe I should have brushed up on my sign language?
Hi, it's, Sasha, isn't it?
Yes, it is! Oh, do you maybe know the way to, the E-Wing Robotics Lab? I've, been asking everyone, but, as you can see, no one seems to, wait. How did you know my name?
I'm Michael Gray, teaching assistant. I'm here to give you a crash course in ship engineering.
Oh, yes! Oh, that's what I'm here for! Lead on, oh supreme teacher. I am in your hands.
You can just call me Michael. Come on, I'll give you the tour. So, have you ever been here before? Any previous knowledge of engineering?
Yes and no. I've studied ground-level engineering and repairs, but this place was built after Mika, Captain Harris, and I graduated school. I would have loved to, study something more complex, like robotics.
Well, it's true that the school is excellent, and robotics is a particular passion of mine.
Oh, yeah. Captain Harris mentioned you were on the list of hopefuls for the AI specialist vacancy.
That's right. I've always wanted to go up into space. Mission Swallow would be a dream come true for me.
Well, I'll look forward to seeing you at the trials, buddy. You seem like the type of guy I'd enjoy working with.
Likewise. Here we are. After you.
Holy sh... Michael, this is incredible!
Welcome to the Bridge School of Robotics, Lab 45. My home, away from home. What do you think?
Oh my god! All these machines! I've never seen anything like it! Are all these projects yours?
Well, since we're a little short of space, I have to share it with my lab partner. But most of it's mine. Here. This is my favorite prototype.
An AI?
Go on, say hello.
Hello?
Greetings. I am Designation Lex, AI prototype number 152. How may I help you?
Oh my god! That's the coolest thing I've ever seen! I've never met an AI before. You built this? All on your own. Nobody helped you. You didn't use one iota of a cheat sheet. You did not copy anyone's notes. Nobody? Nada? Nada? You? Just you alone? Just you and you and you? You, yourself, and yourself? All did this? Oh my god. You're amazing. You're just absolute. My mind is blown. It's like.
Well, I designed its code, yeah. The hard part about AIs is grafting them into whatever they're going to operate, usually a house or a ship. It's important for the AI to have access to every part of the vessel. Otherwise, they can't do their job properly.
What exactly is an AI's job?
Their primary function is always to protect any sapient species within their walls from harm. On ships, they usually act as a navigator, calculator, data cruncher, and general ask-anything personnel.
Wow. Just even thinking about working with one of these is just nuts.
Cool, right?
So cool.
I've been told that Mission Swallow is using a Designation SAF model, which I'd love to get to meet up close. I've never worked with that model before.
You know what, Michael? I hope you get your chance. Yeah.
So do I. Now, before we begin, do you have any more questions?
It's not really related to what you are teaching me today, but do they have feelings?
Who, AIs? I couldn't really say. My lab partner would think so. But I'm not sure. It's possible that they could, but there's so many inhibition protocols in place. For safety, you understand. That I don't think they'd be capable of showing emotion as they are. Why?
Just wondering.
The best ideas come from wondering. Now, I think we should get started. If I just set up the diagram program.
Michael? Oh, sorry. I didn't realize you were busy.
Gabriel, get out.
But Miss DeBrin asked me to finish up that project today. And you know I can't do it at home, and...
Fine. But do it quietly. You understand? In the corner, not a word.
Of course. I'll be quiet.
You better. Right. As I was saying... Ugh! I'm sorry, Sasha. Something's wrong with the drive. I'll quickly nip down the hall to borrow someone else's. And then we can get started. I won't be too long.
Hey, no worries. Take your time. I've got nowhere to be. Except right here. So I'll be right here when you get back. More questions about AIs, I'm sure. So you were Michael's lab partner, huh? Hello? Gabriel, was it? Hey, did you hear me?
Oh, yes, I did. But Michael told me not to talk.
So, yeah, okay, yeah. Do you, how do I put this? Always do what your lab partner says?
It makes things easier in the long term.
Ah! I see. Look, if you two don't get on, why don't you just apply to move labs? I'm sure the school would...
I'm afraid that wouldn't work.
Oh. Why not?
Well, you see, Michael is my brother. He doesn't like to talk about it.
Michael? Michael, the guy who was just in here, Michael, right? Michael is your brother? I can see it. I can, yeah, you know what? I see it, yeah. I can see the family resemblance. It's beautiful genetics, by the way. Are you all into robotics in your household, then? Or is it just the two of you?
Michael and I are, yes.
Wow, okay. Must be weird having a brother into the same stuff as you. The only things my siblings and I have in common are that we talk a lot and eat a lot. So you do robotics. Have you put your name down for the Mission Swallow tryouts?
No, I don't think that would be a very good idea.
What? Dude, you totally should. It's not like we've been completely oversubscribed. We've got, like, 5 humans on the list of hopefuls at the moment. And let me tell you, between you and me, some of them are not very hopeful. Come on. Let's put you down on the list, huh? Let's make it 6 hopefuls instead of 5, right? Ha-ha!
Well... Yes, please.
All right, it's a deal!
Have you two been talking?
I was just asking Gabriel about, I don't know, the school, class sizes and stuff. Isn't that right, Gabe?
Yes, that's what we were talking about.
I'll talk to you later, Gabriel. Right, I've got the drive. You ready to start?
You bet! Ba-da-ow! Okay, pew-pew! Let's go do it.
Right. So the first thing you need to know about long-haul spaceships is that the engines are
totally natural.
Notoriously
you
large.
Pulled it off.
So Sasha, same time tomorrow?
Wouldn't miss it for the galaxy, Michael. And don't forget, tryouts next week! Woohoo!
Looking forward to it. See you tomorrow.
Hey, Mika! Have you got a minute? Great! So, you know, we thought we had a full list of hopefuls for the AI specialist role? Yeah. Well, what would you say to adding on another weensy little name? Hey there, Mika! Coffee? Your favorite!
Oh my god. Sasha, you're my favorite person in the world. Oh. Sweet, sweet caffeine. I gotta say, I had no idea pre-mission prep could be so utterly exhausting. I don't think I've had a full night's sleep in weeks.
Aw, you're just gonna be the best captain ever. I just know it.
Flattery and coffee will get you everywhere. So, this is where you've been doing all that training, huh? How's it going?
Not bad at all, Cappuccino. Get it? Cap? Pacino? Because you like coffee, but you're also a captain? Get it? Yeah, you get it. I know you get it.
Oh, don't tell me you're going to keep this up once we get on the ship.
All the way to Earth and back, baby.
Oh, dear God, kill me now.
Hi, I'm here for the tryouts.
Hi, Michael. Good to see you. Come on.
Come on in, Michael. Take a seat. I'm Mika Harris, captain aboard the Star Strider, and I take it you've met my first mate, Sasha, already?
Pleasure to meet you, Captain. Sasha's told me a lot about you.
Oh, good things, I hope.
Oh, absolutely. Am I the only one here?
We interviewed the others earlier this week. We've got just one more candidate who'll be joining us in a minute, and then we'll begin.
Sounds good.
So, Michael, what brings you here to journey beyond the stars?
The same as anyone, I guess. To see the universe, to take humanity forward, to work with AIs.
To leave Esho?
I'd be lying if I said no.
I understand. I think most would say the same thing.
Have you met the rest of the crew yet? What are they like?
Oh, neither of us have met anyone else yet. The medical officer and her assistant are being chosen by Mission Control. What was her name again, Sasha? I swear, I just read the paperwork last night.
Dr. Leslie Armstrong, I think. I got a feeling about this one. She looks nice.
I'm sure she'll be lovely. I mean, you've got to have some sort of bedside manner to be a doctor, after all. And who is the medical assistant?
Didn't say. As yet, undecided.
Oh, well, there you have it. We've got exactly 4 out of 6 crew members so far, Michael, and hopefully 5 by the end of tonight.
I hope so, too. Wait, who was the 4th?
Saf, our AI. We haven't met them yet, obviously, but when we get on the ship...
Of course, the AI.
This must be our final candidate.
Hello?
Gabriel?
Gabriel, come on in! Have a seat! Michael's already here.
Gabriel, what are you doing here?
I invited him! Thought it might be nice to have some more candidates on the roster. Lovely to have you both.
I see.
It's a pleasure to be here, Sasha, Captain Harris.
Well, now that we're all here, we better get started, hadn't we? So, this is how it's going to go. Sasha and I are going to take a look at your portfolios, reports, etc. And while we do that, you both can chat amongst yourselves. You know, just go at it. You both brought the sample circuits, right? Wonderful. Okay. Hand them over to Sasha and wait outside, and we can begin looking over your work. So, Sash, what do we think of these portfolios?
I'm not exactly an expert.
You're more of an expert than I am. I just want your opinion on them.
Well, all right. They're both very, very impressive. Look at Michael's. Here. He's already designed and built his own AI prototype. Ah, right? And Gabriel's, too, right? His research into AI protocols is, like, incredible. It's off the charts. On technical skill alone, though, they're both up to the job, really. At least as far as I can tell.
Michael seems a lot more confident than Gabriel. They're brothers, right?
Yeah.
I know overconfidence can be a problem on long-haul missions, but with Gabriel, I'm worried that he might freeze up in a crisis.
I don't know. Well, he seemed to cheer up a little once Michael left the room. Maybe he just needs to get out of his big brother's shadow, right? I can understand that.
Right. Like you were ever in anyone else's shadow.
Hey, I'm delicate!
Right. Have you got the sample circuits?
Oh, man. I left them with Gabriel and Michael. Hang on. I'll just go in and get them back. You keep looking at the portfolios.
What the hell do you think you're doing here, you little freak? Trying to steal my thunder? Is that it?
No, of course not.
You pressured Kasana into inviting you, didn't you? You know how much I want this position, and you just had to get in there as well, right? Do you know how hard I've worked to get here? You and your stupid little toys and your stupid protocol research? This is my chance, my space aboard that ship. I'm better than anyone else on that list, and I will not have this opportunity taken away from me. Do you understand? If you even think about rooting this for me, I will end you, you little freak. Do I make myself clear? well?
Yes, Michael.
Well, did you get them?
Hey, Mika? Can I ask a personal favor?
So long as it doesn't involve eating the last of my precious snacks, yes, go for it.
do me a solid here. Pick Gabriel for the mission.
How come?
I just feel, I think that Gabriel might be a nicer crewmate to have at close quarters.
I thought you got along with Michael. Why the sudden change of heart?
Let's just say I have a feeling. So, will you?
Sure. Why not? Maybe it'll bring him out of his shell a little bit. Call them back in, will you?
Come on in, guys.
You'll be pleased to know that we've made a decision on who is going to be the RIN Starstrider's new AI specialist. I'm sure you're both very eager to hear who it is, so I'll just cut to the chase. Gabriel Gray, I would like to offer you the role of AI specialist aboard the RIN Starstrider. Do you accept this role?
What? He's getting the offer?
It was a tough decision. You're both supremely qualified for the job. But in the end, we decided on Gabriel. I'm sorry, Michael. Keep an eye out for future missions. You're more than skilled enough to get a role aboard another ship.
But this was my only chance.
My decision is final, Michael. Gabriel, do you accept the offer?
Just say yes, Gabe. Leave the Gabe part out. Just say yes, Captain. Say that.
Yes, Captain Harris. I accept the role.
Oh, I'm going to get you for this, you little freak.
Welcome aboard, Officer Gray. It is a pleasure to have you.
The Pilgrimage is brought to you by Turpentine Productions. This bonus episode was written and directed by Francesca Mylord Ford, with assistance from Emily Curtis. The role of Captain Mika Harris was played by Sana Breyer. The role of Sasha Kasana was played by James Oliva. And the role of Gabriel Gray was played by Courtney Purdue. Our guest stars were Walter Mack as Michael Gray and Kyle Nishimura as Lex. Original music by Joe Ashkari and sound design by Leela Jones Atkinson. Check us out on Tumblr at Turpentine Productions, Twitter at Pilgrimage Pod, and Facebook at The Pilgrimage Saga for news, extras, cool stuff, and more. If you want to help the crew of a Starstrider bring humanity back to Earth, please consider rating and leaving a review on our iTunes page. Starstrider out.